Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Hey, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction is coming up on the 18th, 19th, and 20th of January. It's the annual Bell Ringer Video Auction for Superior Livestock, and it'll be starting at 8 a.m. Central Time each day live from the Embassy Suites Northwest Highway in Oklahoma City. They'll be featuring 143,495 head of feeders, calves, and bred stock. For more information, go to SuperiorLivestock.com.
Oklahoma Ag Mediation is a program offered free of cost to agricultural producers. Cheyenne Sparks tells us more about the program.
Oklahoma Ag Mediation Program facilitates mediations across all 77 counties of Oklahoma. Anybody that is in agriculture, whether you're a lender, you're a producer, you work contracts, you have fence line disputes, family farm transitions, if you are in agriculture in any kind of conflict, we're here to help. And it's just to make sure that the conversation keeps going.
For more information, you can go to okmediation.gov.
Well, Packers won the standoff last week with cash cattle trading lower. This is a bit of a surprise to many, but should not really have been. Box beef prices declined most of the week, possibly indicating consumers have reached a threshold. Of course, 1 week does not indicate there's been a major change in trend, but does increase the caution of traders. Feedlots decided to let their cattle go $1 lower in the South, $2 lower in the North. The volume of cattle purchased will be interesting to see, as some would have been purchased for deferred delivery. Hogs only managed to mix close, even though cutouts finally showed some strength. The positive aspect of the day was the rejection of the lows, with short covering and buying interests taking place. Once it looked like cutouts finally showed some promise, futures began climbing. Cutouts closed the day $2.31 higher. Cash, though, didn't support the strength, keeping a lid on price, as the movement of the National Direct Afternoon Hog Report showed a decrease of 80 cents. Kansas City wheat, March, trading down 13 cents early today, pressured by increased chances for precipitation across the southern plains over the next couple of weeks. The dormant hard red winter wheat region won't receive much moisture this week, except for snow across Nebraska. Better chances for precipitation across much of the central and southern plains expected the following week. Soil moisture in the soft red winter wheat areas much more plentiful this winter, and more moderate precipitation amounts are expected along and east of the Mississippi River. March corn's trading down 5 cents early today, weighed down by a predominantly red commodity board. Expectation of precipitation for most of the central U.S. over the next 10 days and reports of slow growth in China, the source of demand for many U.S. commodities. March soybeans trading 11 cents lower early today, pulled lower by a $6.60 drop in March soybean meal and bearish news from China. The futures in just a moment.
Hey, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction is coming up on the 18th, 19th, and 20th of January. It's the annual Bell Ringer Video Auction for Superior Livestock, and it'll be starting at 8 a.m. Central Time each day live from the Embassy Suites Northwest Highway in Oklahoma City. They'll be featuring 143,495 head of feeders, calves, and bred stock. For more information, go to SuperiorLivestock.com.
At the close of business on Friday, February live cattle up 17, 157.72, April down 2, 160.90, March feeder cattle down $1.40, 182.87, April down $1.35, 187.05, February hogs down 10 cents, 78.65. Kansas City wheat, March up 8 3/4, 843 3/4. May was up 8 3/4, 840 1/4. Chicago wheat, March up a penny, 743 3/4. May up 1 1/4, 752. March corn up 4 cents, 675. May up 4 1/4, 673 3/4. March soybeans up 9 1/4, 1527 3/4. The May up 8 cents, 1527 1/4 penny. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.